This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Right, let's get this shit cooking. Yeah, I cook shit.
You don't cook shit.
I do.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
That's digesting.
Well, it's the same thing.
Well, you don't heat it up enough for it to be cooking. It's like gazpacho, it's just cheating.
Or it's just very slow cooking.
Yeah, so you're just getting the meat truly tender.
Well, I'm
right.
Doing that with my teeth.
I don't want that. This is horrible. This is disgraceful.
Well, what would you prefer to talk? Where the hell were you last week?
Where the hell were you last week?
Where the hell were you?
I was ready.
I was ready to go. Inside a chocolate egg waiting to do the podcast.
Oh, it's because I didn't eat all my chocolate eggs. I'd have found you. It does explain why my chocolate egg's got a tiny, tiny hole in it where somebody's escaped and little chocolatey footprints walking through the house.
That could happen.
That could happen.
People jump out of cakes.
What else could happen?
What?
Pope could be arrested.
Pope could be arrested, although...
The Hitch and Dawkins, like Starsky and Hutch running over a beach, trying to attack the Pope.
Starsky and Hutch running over a beach. Okay. I thought it would be funnier if they wore novelty hen night police outfits, so like a really tiny plastic helmet and little tiny truncheons.
Well, you see, they can't dress up, though, because if they dressed up, you'd be confused with the Pope, because the Pope has some serious outfits. In fact, it's almost like a backwards Batman film, because for once the Caped Crusader is a baddie. I think that Dawkins is going to take a personal vendetta out, get himself a bionic suit, and run around the planet scaring the Pope.
You think Richard Dawkins is going to fund himself to be a superhero?
I think he is Iron Man, or at least Stainless Steel Man, which is actually stronger than iron.
I was going to say, and lighter. And lighter,
and better, and washable. Whereas, you know,
washable.
There's no... Because actually, it's a stupid thing to make suits out of iron. Of all the things you could make suits out of, iron is probably the worst.
Baked beans.
No, that is a great suit.
No, it would be a rubbish superhero suit, though, wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't. You could hide on some toast.
My superpower is I can hide on toast.
Yeah, that'd be an excellent superpower. If there's toast in the room, you become invisible.
So did you get a newspaper?
Yeah, I got a newspaper. It hasn't got anything about the Pope in it, though.
Which one did you get?
I got the Independent.
I bought the People.
Why?
Well, I thought, I'm going to lose.
Why?
I always lose. I might as well actually lose for a proper reason this week.
But the People's quite excellent. I'm usually the one who buys the People, in fact.
I don't think I've ever bought it.
It's amazing. Isn't it wonderful? Don't you just feel happy to be alive now you've seen the People?
No.
You don't like people, do you, Simon?
No.
Probably explains why you spend most of your time living in chocolate eggs.
Should we cut things out and keep them then?
Yeah.
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 I've got a diet special. The whole thing is about the diets, so I'm not doing that.
Oh.
My whole pullout, that's it. It's just diets. It's really tedious.
What diets was in it?
It was sponsored by Weight Watchers, the whole thing. So the whole magazine was about Weight Watchers diets. So I'm going to do the puzzle pullout instead, which is the only other supplement. Yeah, so spot the difference. Now, on this picture, there's six differences between the two. I found four.
What? You mean you can't even do it?
The baby's got a different colour top.
Okay.
They've spelt geraniums differently. They've added a plant pot and a fence. I can't find the other two. Can you?
Yeah.
What?
Are there fewer stalks on one?
No.
Is the sky a different colour?
Oh yeah, no, the sky's purple, you're right. No, of course not, you twit. That's not really what I wanted to do. That would be silly on an audio-based podcast.
That'd be absolutely tedious, you're right.
Yeah, it would be tedious. I'm doing the quiz of the week instead.
Oh, God.
Who revealed their theory of relativity on April the 11th, 1905?
1905, that would be Einstein.
Yeah, he's to blame for postmodernism. He invented relativism.
He didn't.
No, I know.
And it depends which theory of relativity you're talking about.
Just says the theory of relativity.
Yeah.
It's the People. There's a difference. They're not going to delineate between the two, are they?
Yeah, Victoria Coren might start writing for him. then you could have some seriously difficult puzzles.
I love Only Connect. Can't ever do it, but I love it.
Oh, I really like... Did you watch Have I Got News For You?
I haven't watched it yet, don't tell me.
Oh, no, no, it's good, because you got Richard Herring being Richard Herring and actually just going, actually, I don't have to be reverential on this show. This is just a normal TV show and I'm going to be funny. And then you have Victoria Coren basically rolling her eyes at him every other minute. It's wonderful.
Nice. She does that very well on Brooker's shows as well, doesn't she, whenever she's on with Charlie Brooker. Who became the youngest golfer to win the Masters tournament on April the 13th? Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods is the only man in history to make golf slightly interesting.
What, by having sex?
Well, he's not having sex anymore, so...
Yeah, but that's why he's looking a bit fatter, isn't it? Because he's full of spunk. But I also think they're worried that he's going to walk onto a green and try and fuck one of the holes.
Okay.
I'll just go to the next
one. I'm just trying to think of something to do with bunker. Bunker sounds a little bit like bonker.
Which theme park opened near Paris on April the 11th, 1992?
What is Ball in a Lake? Which theme park? Oh, that'll be Euro Disney.
Yeah. Which British comedian known for wearing a red fez hat died on April the 15th, 1984?
Tommy Cooper.
Yeah. You've won nothing.
Well, here's a chance for you to win something, Simon. Mm-hmm. I've got a 2010 election special, okay? So this is like the very heart of the paper, from page 52 to 53. Win a Bullingdon Club tea towel. Sorry, Dave. Now, it's David Cameron's political Achilles heel. Every time I see that picture, I wince, says the Tory leader of the photograph of him and his chums at the Oxford Bullingdon Club. The picture is a reminder that, for all the well-advertised ordinariness of his existence, he is not only part of a privileged elite, but was proud of it at the time, brackets 1987, when Thatcherism was at its most bombastic.
Bombastic. They call me Mr. Bombastic.
Exactly. They call me Mr. Bombastic.
Any excuse to do your Shaggy impression? You're like Tiger Woods.
Wow.
Nick Robinson, even more embarrassingly, and he's cut it out of his own biography, was actually the chairman of the Young Conservatives in the same year.
So there we go. They're all terrible people. But yeah, you've got a chance to win a painting of the picture of the Bullingdon Club.
But as a tea towel.
As a tea towel. And... It basically, in order to win it, you have to give it a good use. So if we can come up with a good use, we can see if we can win one.
Cleaning up baby sick.
Why?
That way you've got to push Cameron's face together into Boris Johnson's face and rub them both into vomit.
Why?
What do you mean why?
Oh, I see, because they're on the tea towel, I get it.
Yeah.
But why would you have baby vomit? You don't have babies. Have you been eating baby food again, Simon?
Yeah, doesn't it make you pregnant? Isn't that how you get pregnant? You eat baby food. It's like Soylent Green, but smaller. That's such a geeky joke.
It's people. That's your newspaper. But yeah, you could use it as a flag, couldn't you? Tea towel. What else can you do with a tea towel?
No, you could use it as a tea towel. It's a tea towel.
You could use it as a tea towel. You could dry up soapy water.
Dry up soapy water.
Yes, that's what I use tea towels for.
Not to the dishes, just the water.
Yeah. Just dry up soapy water off the dishes, crockery, forks. This is also Phoenix in Harry Potter is forks.
It was also a Catholic conspirator, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, alleged. That was a setup. I was taught Guy Fawkes as a conspiracy theory at school. We were just like, yeah, they set up these Catholics who were going to do it anyway. But they set them up so they were actually caught and everything, so it was an easy case to prove it. So basically, it's like Dick Cheney was in charge of Parliament in those days.
He probably was. He is a vampire.
He is eternal. Dick Cheney, the internal, like, that's why he shoots people in the face. It's the only way he can regenerate. He's not Doctor Who. Dick Cheney is not Doctor Who. Matt Smith is much better than Dick Cheney.
Let's plough onwards into the debacle of misery and shame for Simon that is article or farcical.
We always say that, but actually you've won more times than you've lost this year, I swear.
Bollocks. I've like won twice.
It's annoying that you've won that many times. So,
well, you say win, you always make it feel like a loss somehow.
You have?
No, I'm not disputing that I have won the actual moment, but then you somehow turn it around and make me feel like I'm cooking shit.
What's amazing about your shit is you can regurgitate it. It's like a thing in House where her liver reverses her bowels.
Ugh.
Yeah, and she poos out her mouth.
Should we segue neatly into you doing the intro for Article or Farcical then?
Okay, this is how we play article or farcical. I'm going to read out three articles from The Independent, and I'm going to read out one article, which I've just made. I've just made it up. I haven't even thought about it that hard. I've just gone, yeah, that'll do. That'll fool done. And basically, Simon's job is to try and guess which article I've made up, which is the farcical, and which are the articles. And you can play along at home.
So, I have been developing my clairvoyance skills.
How have you been doing that?
I am going to predict the first pun that you make.
Go on, then.
You ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Volkswagen Polo.
That's not a pun, is it? That's a car.
All right, okay.
the idea of a pun is it's something which sounds like one thing and
it's a homophone.
Another thing. It is a homophone.
All right, you ready? It's coming to me now.
Hey, Simon, you're homophobic.
Yeah, ready? Here we go.
Homophonic. Bic. Ick.
Lobster bisque. It's...
What's that about? Oh, for God's sake.
Lobster biscuits would be lovely.
So, number one, is this an article or is it a farcical?
Yes, it is.
A what?
Wait, it's an article or is it a farcical? It's one or the other, isn't it?
It is one or the other. And it is the weathercock up.
The weather cock-up. And is that about them not predicting the weather properly?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I saw an article this week saying they're getting better at it.
Yeah, well, this one disagrees with it. Right. And there's a picture of a weather vane as well, which does look like a chicken, so...
It's not a cock vane, then?
I don't know enough about cock vanes. Right. Other than you're not supposed to bite them.
Number two.
The aliens are here! Again!
That's not a pun. That's as bad as my Volkswagen Beetle pun.
I know, but it was an interesting article, I thought. I was like, well, there
is
we go.
Is this the thing about 40% of people think that aliens are here and they're in disguise?
No, this is about a remake of a film called V or Five or a TV series.
V.
Is it V?
Yeah, V.
I didn't know which it was. Okay, worth shelling out for.
Okay, is it worth buying seashells?
No, peas!
Good peas.
Good peas are worth shelling out for.
Right.
And finally, is this an article or is this a farcical? On the sex lives of coconuts.
On the sex lives of coconuts. And what is that about?
That is one of those reviews they've done of books.
Oh, I see. So the book is called On the Sex Lives of Coconuts.
No, it's not. It's called If It Is Your Life. And it's by Hamish Hamilton from Hambra.
Right. So my choices are The Weather Cock-Up, The Aliens Are Here Again, Worth Shelling Out For, and On Sex Lives of Coconuts.
No, not On the Sex Lives of Coconuts. Not just On Sex Lives of Coconuts, because that would imply that you live on Sex Lives of Coconuts rather than On the Sex Lives of Coconuts, which implies that you're about to speak about the sex lives of coconuts, which, let's face it, are very similar to Simon's own sex life.
What, hanging from a tree being hairy and wooden?
Yeah, and eventually getting cracked and revealed to be just full of water.
That bears no resemblance whatsoever to my sex life.
What about octopuses pretending to be you as they roam along the floor?
What?
Have you seen that story? There's a while ago, there was a story about octopuses, right? And what octopuses do when they're on the ocean floor is they sort of roll up and then walk on two legs, really littly, so they look a bit like coconuts, so they don't get attacked.
They pretend they're coconuts.
Because sharks don't like coconuts.
You're talking bollocks.
I'm not talking bollocks, that's a true story. That is fact.
It might be fact, but they're not trying to emulate coconuts.
Yes, they are. That's what the scientists discovered. Because when they put like Rubik's cubes in there and the, you know, they did all the Vogue shapes from Madonna's videos. Just trying to look like a Rubik's cube.
Right, I am going to say V is definitely starting soon.
Yeah, but did I make up the article though?
Yeah, but you've never heard of it.
But maybe I'm
guessing no.
There is a logic. There is a method to your madness, Simon. So
there's something there. I'm going to say On the Sex Lives of Coconuts is the one that you were making up as you were going along, although I suspect it's a double bluff.
But is it because I said Hamish Hamilton from Hambridge?
It might well have been, yeah.
Okay, well, but let's say The Aliens Are Here Again. That, yes, is an article.
Yeah.
Worth shelling out for, which is about peas. Seriously, a page on peas. And also it's got like a little box to the side which goes the dark side, and that's all about courgettes. But that is a real one. So it's between On the Sex Lives of Coconuts and The Weather Cock-Up. And someone got it wrong.
Oh.
The weathercock up I made up and on the sex lives of coconuts is an article about the book If It Is Your Life by Hamish Hamilton.
From Hambro.
I don't think it is from Hambro. I just added that for effect.
So the weathercock up.
I win.
Was up your ass.
Yeah, I do, because normally I do sort of say that I've extracted one of the articles from my bottom, and having a weathercock up your bottom has got to be slightly more uncomfortable than just having a cock up your bottom.
It's the randomizer, Skyzer. What was that?
That's like a sort of like raving owl.
I thought you were one of the Rolling Stones for a minute.
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit like that. Except, you know, looser trousers.
Well, I suspect the Rolling Stones trousers are very loose now. Like, Mick Jagger probably still wears skin-tight leather trousers, but they go up to his nipples, because he's an old man.
I think he did anyway. He's very little. He's littler than you, Simon.
Oh, wow. How
rare
must that be?
You'd be able to fit into a Kinder Egg.
Right, you can choose between Take It Easy, which is the diet special, which is boring, Total Football, or Battleground Britain, the 8-page election special.
Well, let's go with Battleground Britain then. Because okay. You did that with a vague air of excitement. If it's 8 pages, I'll go for page 3, hoping to see tits.
I haven't read it, so I don't know what's in it.
Open it.
Sleaze and lies in a Lancashire hotspot. Because it's like a hot
nice.
Pot, you see. I voted for him, and now I feel betrayed, appalled, and revolted.
So basically, the experience of voting for someone is exactly the same experience as having sex with them.
No, not at all, no.
Well, is that how I feel after sex?
Yeah, but you shouldn't have sex with MPs. That's where you're going wrong.
And also, the actual act of voting is very sexual, you know, writing and an X.
Yeah.
Folding and then just...
But your mistake is letting the MPs lobby you.
Don't lobby me.
It's a bit dirty. I'm just going to read the single word sub-headlines that they've got. So it says frosty, sleazy, pressure, slimy, liars.
It sounds like Seven Dwarves gone terribly wrong.
Terribly wrong. Basically, it's a boomtown that hides a dark side. It's about Bury North, which has a Labour majority of 2,926.
That's not very many, is it?
It's 46 on the hit list of 117 marginal seats. So,
well,
yes.
The Tories are apparently spending a lot of money in the marginals.
Yes. Ashcroft is, apparently, yes. So what can I choose from?
Well, election 2010, the New Review, critics, travel, take your pick.
It's going to have to be election 2010, isn't it? We're going to have a face-off.
Now, do you remember that this is only 6 pages long?
Yeah, and I'm going to go with page 3. Is it about Bury North?
No.
Oh.
It says, one of the above campaign gets your votes.
Oh, this is the Independent saying you should go out and vote.
Voting is indeed one of the most precious freedoms we can have, but the low turnouts in recent elections have shown how few people in this country appreciate it. Low participation diminishes our democracy and would be the devastating blow if expensive scandal and general political disillusionment were to deter even more people from taking part. There is no bloody choice!
I always thought there should be a none of the above box. Like on Brewster's Millions, which if you vote and you put none of the above, they should have to have another election until there's a clear majority for someone real.
I think that they should reinstate the monarchy for a year every 6 years and just watch the Queen go mental and she could do whatever the hell she likes.
And they should set her off at the Grand National. They should put her in one of those cages that the horses come out of. And on the stroke of midnight on that year, they should go, go, do whatever you want. She should trot out.
But if she does get a bit power hungry and stuff, we're allowed to execute her. So I think that should be it.
Have you technically just threatened to kill the monarch? Have you just technically threatened regicide?
I don't want the Queen to die at all, because that means we have to have her chinless dauphin-like son in charge of trees again.
Yeah, it's rubbish having creamy potato as a monarch.
Yeah, I said dauphin-like, not dauphin-was. So I would like to finally slice him and put him in an oven.
We are so going to get arrested. Time to flop out the old humdongers then, because the new ones are rubbish. The old
Do
ones
you
are
ever
better.
Flop out your penis?
Literally flop it out.
Yeah. I know it means like flopping out like a cat does when it goes sideways, but in my head I always think of like a fern unfurling.
I always think of it as like a big salami falling onto a counter.
Yeah, or dough, bread dough, rather than salami.
Yeah.
Because salamis might bounce slightly, and we don't want that sort of energy.
You know that game, I Have Never?
Yes.
Where you say, I have never touched and such.
Yes. And when you know really embarrassing facts about people around you, that game is fun. When they know really embarrassing facts about you, that game is not fun. That game is slightly traumatic.
I was playing that years ago, and one of them was I have never had sex with food. And someone gently picked up their drink and had a sheepish sip of it. And it turns out he used to work at Pizza Hut.
Oh, no.
And he couldn't resist the warm dough.
Being a very good Christian and traditionalist, I thought I'd celebrate Easter by going to Domino's and getting a pizza.
Well, at least you didn't go to Pizza Hut and get one that had a creamy crust. Now, I have got the people investigation. This is what the people considers proper, good, undercover journalism. This is an expose. Same family holiday costs half the price. Holidaymakers can save nearly half the price of a getaway simply by shopping around, a people investigation reveals. And essentially, someone has used their week writing this to search for their own holiday, haven't they? They've gone, I need to find a cheap holiday, I'll make it into an investigation, and I can do it at work on the internet. How disgraceful is that?
Well,
Shopping around could save you money. That's the people's major...
The trouble now is that the whole phrase shopping around, I either think of opera singers or little rats that speak in Russian accents. And it's just, oh.
What are you on about?
Or Omid Jalili coming at you, just telling you what to do. And I just...
I'm just trying to decode what you're about, right? Opera singers and little talking rats. You're on about go compare and compare the market, aren't you? Sorry. I was just like, what are you on about? I was trying to think, is there a Disney film about comparing prices?
But this is the whole thing, you know, ultimately, why can't the government just say, piss off all of you, like all these inventions and these great things and things everybody loves up. No, bog standard grey boxes with your rations in, because that is less of a mind fuck than like, you've got to get this from this place and Asda and patting your ass and jingling. Oh my God, I hate shopping.
And what's your humdogger?
It's the same thing that we always do when we do The Independent. It's flip chart, which to this week is opposite a column called On My Mind. Honey, I tasered the kids. Not making it up.
Haven't we done I've tasered the kids before? I'm sure I've heard that headline before. Honey, I tasered the kids.
Dan and Harry's on the truth behind stay home dads. So there you go.
I'm sure that's a bit of journalism. Okay. I reckon one of our dear readers should point me in the right direction to the old episode. So what's the flip chart?
Today is the 40th anniversary of the launch of the ill-fated Apollo 13. Mm-hmm. So that nearly killed some very brave chaps indeed.
Yep.
And it was a terrifying ordeal for them. And it was also a big disappointment, and it had people traumatised.
It was a massive triumph of engineering and science as well.
So they've decided to celebrate this by having, is 13 lucky or unlucky?
Well, obviously.
Ooh. Now, this is just the level of stupidity of this article. As the National Lottery celebrated 13 years in 2007, the ball that had come up the least was number 13. 132 times, and they say it's random. The very nature of randomness is
randomness.
Something's going to be bottom and something's going to be top.
What's top? Is it number seven? By their rationale, it should be number seven, shouldn't it? Yeah. F*** them in the neck. It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week. And considering I didn't have any good supplements this week, it's you.
Yay!
Look at that. You didn't even have to cheat or dress up as Baked Bean Man and hide on toast.
See, now I'm going to have really weird dreams about Richard Dawkins dressed in baked beans trying to attack the Pope.
You always have those sort of dreams.
Yeah, I do, actually. Really weird dreams.
This is a weird non sequitur that will make sense to you, but not our readers.
Okay.
It's about dreams. There's a Twitter account called Velociraptor.
Oh, no.
And he randomly follows people, and he'll tweet something to you. He'll say sort of like, I'm in your bushes.
That's terrifying.
How fantastic is that?
That's horrible. Velociraptors, when they stalk me in my dreams, usually there are a lot of them. And what happens is one comes in and nearly eats you. And then you're kind of like, oh, no, he doesn't. He doesn't attack you. And he sees you, but he walks out. And then, like, after several days, the amount of velociraptors walking about, it's fine. And everybody's kind of okay with it, just going, well, this is really weird. There's loads of velociraptors about. And then, usually, when I'm on my own and I'm just thinking, I hear screams and I have to run out the house really quickly because the velociraptors all at once just go, right, we're killing everybody now. And they do. It's very scary.
What was even scarier was during that you sounded like a robot.
Did I?
Yeah.
That's because I was going to have plastic surgery, but then I found iron surgery to be much more affordable. A bit rusty, but I'm getting there.
So you've got an iron lung. I've got a glass jaw. This is funny. And a rubber neck. Funny. And a waxy ear. When you were a kid, did you used to have a lot of earaches?
No.
I did, right, and I'm sure all kids do. You didn't, because you're weird.
I did kind of. There was this one time, right, I was at primary school all day, and we were doing, like, paintings and finger paintings and stuff like that, and then I had to go to the doctor's afterwards because I needed, like, a checkup and all my shots and stuff. So I had all my shots, and I cried like a weasel. And then afterwards, he had a look at me and checked me over and had a look in my ear and apparently said, it's green in here. Because I'd obviously put my fingers in my ears after having done finger painting. That was also the time, I was about 4 years old, I think, and he sat me down at the desk to check my reflexes with a little hammer, and I didn't understand what was going on. I didn't really understand what he was going to do. He kind of explained it to me, but he didn't actually say in his explanation that he was going to hit me with a hammer. So the moment he tapped my knee, I kicked him in the balls with the other leg. I got really angry about that.
You got angry?
He was attacking me, and everybody thought this was fine. He'd already stabbed me several times, saying it was good for me. It wasn't good for me. It made me very angry.
You sound like Calvin at the doctor's. Now, the reason I ask is because I remember always having earaches and putting cotton wool in my ear as though that would somehow stop my ear aching. Kids don't do that anymore.
Do you know one way that people try and get rid of earaches these days? They put candles in their ears and that's really bad for you. Yeah. And loads of people end up with heads on fire, which, to be fair, does make the earache feel slightly less.
You wouldn't do anything like that. You wouldn't, like, put green paint in your ear, would you? And kick a doctor in the balls.
No, I'd never do that. I did once lie down on my side and have warm oil put in my ear for an earache, but I wasn't a kid.
For a few weeks last year, I could feel something weird in my face.
Wasn't that your dad's cock?
Yeah. And one day I was using a cotton bud in my ear and I pulled out a giant pillow feather. It was longer than my finger and that had been in my head tickling my brain.
Maybe you produced it. Maybe you're being followed by a guardian angel, Simon, who's living in your ear canal.
That's where you'd live if you're a guardian angel. Join us next week. We will have more of the same insightful bollocks.
I think literally this is the best programme there is for understanding modern journalism.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. I think we really do these papers proud.
Definitely.
Yeah.
If you want to write to us and tell us how brilliant we are,
that would be great.
Weird. More likely you're going to write to us and tell us that we're rubbish at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can Twitter Izzy, but not Simon, it seems.
Well, Simon is on SIGHDONE, Sidone, on Twitter, and I am ISZI_LAWRENCE. But also, if you could, tell a friend. If you like the podcast and you think, yeah, why not? Just tell a mate. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, that really insightful stuff they were going on about with angels in your ear canal.
Yeah.
That's what I want my friend to hear.
Yes.
My best friend really wants
to
hear.
If you don't like it, tell your enemy. Or an enemy. Because there's loads of enemies. And let's give an enemy's iPods.
No, that would be really expensive.
And also, they stopped working underwater. I haven't thought it through.
And they wouldn't be able to use it because it's touchscreen.
They would be so good on a touchscreen than enemies because they've got loads of sticky bits.
Yeah, but they'd get stuck on them, wouldn't they?
Oh, imagine an octopus with an iPhone. How amazing would that be? Pretending to be a coconut.
It all links. It's like we write it.
It is like we write it, and we're not very good writers.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.